easing the pressure at the pump. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden announced another release from the Strategic Oil Reserve in an effort to stabilize gas prices.
The president says 15 million barrels will be sold in December, continuing a 180 million barrel release authorized over the spring.
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all.
President Biden says he's directed his team to prepare for additional releases of the Strategic Reserve if necessary. He's urging Congress to pass permitting reform to allow for quicker approval of clean energy projects. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
COVID-19 drove a dramatic increase in the number of women who died from pregnancy or childbirth complications in the U.S. last year, and it has claimed the lives of more Black and Hispanic women than white. That's according to a report from the Government Accountability Office. The report finds pregnancy-related deaths have gone up nearly 80% since 2018, with COVID being a factor in a quarter of the 1,178 deaths reported. There are reports of some issues with the new government website where people can apply for student loan forgiveness.
So far, the website is blocking foreign IP addresses, meaning Americans abroad are locked out. The Education Department is now scrambling to produce paper applications. Married folks with joint federal loans also facing a glitch. They've been locked out of the program and have to request a special waiver before applying for student debt cancellation.
Fox's Jillian Turner. So far, at least 12 million Americans have applied for loan forgiveness. The federal government expects at least 40 million applicants between now and the end of the year when applications close. The state of Arizona has refused for the federal government's demand to take down double-stacked shipping containers it placed to fill gaps in the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Arizona election officials are responding to a registration error affecting up to 6,000 voters.
The registrations of about 6,000 voters in Arizona are being double-checked following an error which might have led some to receive a ballot in the mail with only federal races. Arizona requires proof of citizenship to vote for statewide races. The issue, which has been fixed, was between voter registration and driver's license databases, causing folks to be improperly flagged as lacking proof of citizenship documentation. Arizona Secretary of State and Democratic candidate for Governor Katie Hobbs estimates about 1,000 were sent to ballot for federal-only voters. Officials say anyone who got the wrong ballot will be contacted and given the correct one. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Department of Justice has sued the owners of a hotel in Rapid City, South Dakota, claiming they violated the civil rights of Native Americans by trying to ban them from the property. The federal government claims that on at least two occasions in March, they committed racial discrimination by turning away Native Americans who tried to book a room at the Grand Gateway Hotel. And they claim Connie Ure also told other hotel owners in Rapid City that she didn't want Native American customers there or in the hotel's bar. Comments and actions, which came after a fatal shooting involving two teenagers at the hotel, sparked large protest in Rapid City and condemnation by its mayor. An Iranian rock climber arriving back in Tehran is hailed by human rights protesters there for competing without a headscarf.
Elnaz Rakabi landed days after competing in South Korea without her country's mandatory headscarf. It's believed the 33-year-old athlete was expressing support for anti-government protests that have taken place in Iran and around the world. But in an interview shortly after landing, Rakabi says she did not intend to compete without a hijab.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.